This is TWiT.
Privacy regulators in the European Union agreed to a new set of guidelines that would apply to the EU's right to be forgotten censorship to all versions of Google worldwide. The rules would apply to other search engines as well. They also called for censoring the search engine company's own communication, placing a gag order on them and preventing them from notifying the sites that have been affected by this EU censorship as a matter of course. Katie Benner, this is quite a curious and confusing thing to me, simply because it's just so fraught with weirdness and inconsistency with what I understand Europe to be all about. What do you make of all this? This is kind of an ongoing story. This has essentially been elevated. Initially, the request for the right to be forgotten to be applied to search engines outside the U.S. was a French thing. Now it's being escalated up to an EU. It looks like they're serious about this.
Right. I think putting aside the right to be forgotten, the specifics of right to be forgotten, it's clear that countries in Europe are actually probably more concerned with Google's power than with specific company practices, and they're trying to find ways to curb Google's power. And this is very reminiscent of battles fought in Europe with other companies like Microsoft as well. You know, the idea of a monopoly is anathema in Europe in a way that it's not in the U.S.
And it's a monopoly in Europe almost exclusively. Outside of Europe, Google doesn't have the 90%+ market share. And the reason it's a monopoly in Europe is Europeans love it. They choose it over all the other options, and they've made Europe is not the government, not the politicians, not the tech companies. Europe is the people of Europe, and the people of Europe have chosen Google to be their favorite search engine. And so this is one of the many confusing things about this. Now, in the United States, there have been 4 court cases that have established search engine results as constitutionally protected speech. And in Europe, they don't consider this speech. They have, of course, a strong tradition of protecting free speech in Europe, which is precisely why they're not censoring the source of the information. So let's review what the right to be forgotten is all about. If somebody's name can be used as a search engine, you know, Mike Elgin put it into Google, do a search, and it comes up with a list of results. If some of those results contain information that that the subject considers to be inaccurate or no longer valid or problematic in some specific list of ways, they can petition Google or any other search engine to have that result not happen when the name is entered as a search query. And then the search engine company, Google or others, can decide, yes, this meets the criteria. No, this doesn't meet the criteria. There are going to be variations between the search engines. Another weird thing about this, it's up to the search engines. And then essentially the search engine is made inaccurate. It's made, it's been compromised now as in terms of what you'd expect. You expect that if you search for my name, you get a list of the articles and things where I've been mentioned, that I've written and so on. And of course, that expectation will not be met. So that is a confusing thing about it. And let me put it in one more perspective, and I'll ask you, Katie Benner, if you can explain this. Okay, so I live near Silicon Valley. Right down the road is Google. They are a California company, and they want to have accurate search results. I want to use a search engine that has accurate search engine results. Why does Europe think that it can stand between me and that company down the road? They're on the other side of the world. I mean, why do they think they can censor worldwide?
Well, again, I don't know that anybody believes that that will actually be the outcome in the end. But as you mentioned before, Google has this amazing monopoly. So if there's something about the search engine results that feels inaccurate or no longer worthwhile or valid, maybe the people of Europe will choose a different search engine, and that would create some competition. So that's sort of an artificial way to make it. And then also, you know, it's sort of like how they also want Google to follow the rules of the right to be forgotten, but then also not alert, you know, publications and people that this has happened. The argument being, well, this would then nothing would be forgotten. It's like saying, okay, we've taken Mike Elgin out of the search results, but we're telling you we took Mike Elgin out of the search results, so you can still know he's there and still try to find out more information about him. It's a very slippery slope. So I don't think any of this will actually eventuate in laws that are dictated worldwide. I think it's just a volley and an attempt to create competition and to curb Google's influence within Europe.
Well, it's very confounding. And I've we've covered this story before. I've expressed my opinion about this before. And I've gotten some posts on social media and some email from Europeans who say, you know, you need to have somebody on the show who's a strong advocate of the right to be forgotten. And we've searched for those people. We found them and asked them to be on the show. It's later in Europe, so it's harder to get guests on this show. In Europe, it may be 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. And so what I'm going to do is I was unsuccessful again today of getting somebody, a journalist in Europe, to come on the show to represent the pro right to be forgotten position. And so I'm going to ask you, European fans, I know there are thousands and thousands of you out there. If you believe in the right to be forgotten, you advocate this, you support this idea, can you send us an email to tnt@twit.tv and explain it, to give, make the case for this, and we will read your email on the show because I'm really curious what the defense is because it seems to me indefensible. But please, I know there's another side, so please send that to us and we'll take it from there.